From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama has moved on to New Delhi today, the second stop in his 10-day tour of Asia. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the president has already had to grapple with some important foreign policy concerns for India.
The president wrapped up his visit to Mumbai today with a town hall-style meeting with Indian college students. One young woman asked why the United States hasn't identified Pakistan as a terrorist state. Many Indians believe that high Pakistani officials were involved in planning the terrorist attack that killed more than 160 people in Mumbai in 2008. The president said the U.S. is engaging with Pakistan in an effort to help its government eradicate terrorism. In New Delhi, the president will visit some of the city's ancient monuments, then meet with Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. A major focus of the president's trip will be improving business ties with India and other Asian nations. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Mumbai.
A German train hauling nuclear waste is back on its way after protesters were successful in briefly delaying it today. The waste will eventually be loaded onto trucks and hauled to a storage site in northern Germany. It's expected to arrive sometime today. Germany regularly sends nuclear waste to France for reprocessing, then takes it back for storage. This train has been stopped repeatedly since it left France on Friday. The issue has been revived over Chancellor Angela Merkel's decision to extend the life of Germany's nuclear plants to an average of 12 years. Nearly 10 million Greeks are eligible to vote in today's local elections, which are seen as a test of the government's tough austerity measures to tackle the country's huge debt. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli is in Athens.
Prime Minister George Papandreou has threatened to call a snap general election if his socialist government does badly in the polls, but he did not set a specific threshold. The government has sharply cut salaries and pensions and raised taxes in exchange for a $155 billion bailout from the European Union and International Monetary Fund. Hardly a day has gone by in the last 6 months without a major protest demonstration. Polls suggest the Socialist Party and the main opposition New Democracy Party, which is seen as primarily responsible for Greece's poor finances, are roughly split in 13 regional races. Today's voting is the first since far-reaching local government reforms were introduced, reducing the number of regions and municipalities in order to save $2 billion over 3 years. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
Polls are closed in Myanmar, where people voted today for the first time in 20 years. The election is coming under widespread criticism as being rigged in favor of Myanmar's military rulers. Hundreds of potential opposition candidates, including pro-democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi, are under arrest or in prison. This is NPR News. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is urging Congress to repeal the military's ban on gays serving openly in the military. But speaking in Australia, where he is attending military and diplomatic meetings, Gates said he is not optimistic that it will happen. Gates wants the lame duck Congress to act, otherwise the issue is considered moot for now because Republicans will take control of the House in January and will have more members in the Senate. The first openly gay bishop to serve in the Episcopal Church, Gene Robinson, has announced that he will retire in 2 years. As NPR Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, Robinson's election sparked a split in the church.
Robinson told a gathering of the New Hampshire diocese that he has loved being bishop, but the past 7 years have taken their toll on him. He's received death threats, he travels with security, and 5 years ago he went into an alcohol treatment program. He's been sober for 5 years and his health is excellent, but he said the constant strain on him and his husband Mark has prompted him to retire after the next election in 2012. He said he's grateful for the controversy in one way. It has allowed him to work with gay men and lesbians and, as he put it, make the case for God and for God's church. Conservatives would disagree. They say that by making an openly gay man a bishop, the Episcopal Church has strayed from biblical teaching. Many conservative churches have left the Episcopal Church and are now affiliated with provinces in Africa. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
At this weekend's Breeders' Cup Classic in Louisville, Kentucky, the celebrated mare Zenyatta suffered her first defeat. She lost in a photo finish to a horse named Blame, ending her winning streak at 19 races. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.